following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey there, I'm Stephen Luke.
And I'm Mari Payton. Stephen, I know you've been feeling it. We've all been feeling it. It is hot. Here is Crystal with a look at our weather forecast for Sunday.
Yes, I'm beginning to sound like a broken record, you guys. It's still hot out there. Temperatures are running above normal. It's also sticky. Great day to hit the beaches, maybe a pool if you have access, sprinklers, whatever you want to do to beat the heat today. We're expecting highs in the low to mid 80s for the beaches, 89 degrees for the inland valleys. A few inland spots are going to top 90 today, 85 up in the mountains with a slight chance of a thunderstorm, and 109 today in the deserts. By the way, if you're heading to the beaches, our water temperatures are still elevated between 72 and 77 degrees out there. So yes, leave those wetsuits behind, you guys. I'll send it back to you.
Wow.
Yeah, 77 degrees. That's crazy. Okay, thanks, Crystal. So here are some of the other headlines that we're following today. We want to tell you about this. Protests that are taking place all across the country. It happened yesterday. People rallying in support of the U.S. Postal Service. And right here in San Diego, one of the largest rallies was held outside of the University City Post Office. It was organized by a number of different groups. There were some people passing by who disagreed with the movement. They say it's simply a political stunt.
San Diego police are releasing video of the moments after a hit and run that sent a 66-year-old cyclist to the hospital. San Diego police say the driver of a van collided with the cyclist, who's now suffering from a life-threatening head injury. That crash happened Friday near Washington and India Street. We have video of it on our website if you'd like to go see it. Police, by the way, say at least three people were inside the van before it took off.
And now to our latest coronavirus numbers. So here is some good news. Our numbers continue to be trending the correct way. At 81 cases per 100,000, the county's case rate continues to linger below the state's target level. And so that allowed us to get off the state's watch list on Tuesday. The county has to be off of the state's watch list, though, for 14 days in order for schools to reopen. And even though schools could reopen, businesses, they still can't until the state provides further guidance. So as far as the numbers go, 291 new cases were reported yesterday. That's a total of more than 36,000. Unfortunately, 8 new deaths were reported, bringing the total number of people who've lost their lives in San Diego to 660.
Mari, since the beginning of the pandemic, the border has been restricted to just essential travel. But CBP says most people crossing the border these days are doing it for non-essential reasons. Customs and Border Protection says they did a survey of 100,000 travelers and found 60% crossed the border for non-essential reasons. Those include recreation and tourism. This weekend, some lanes were closed, and that led to longer wait times. CBP is also questioning drivers more and seeing if they think you're traveling for non-essential reasons, they can actually send you to a secondary inspection. There you'll get educational material on the coronavirus. So what is essential travel? People going to school and work is considered essential. If you need to get medicine or medical care, well, that's considered essential too. A lot of people who do have those needs are feeling the effects of the new border restrictions.
Okay, so Stephen, you know, we have to talk about those deadly wildfires that are in Northern California. I mean, if you just look at these images, of course, you know, we here in San Diego, we can relate to this, but it's still, it is really heartbreaking just to see what's going on there. And we've now learned that at least 6 people are dead. President Trump declaring it a major disaster, which will bring federal aid in to help the area. So here's a look at where things stand right now. There's the LNU complex fire that's burning in the Sonoma and Napa areas. Then there's the SCU complex fires burning east of San Jose, and then the CZU complex fires burning in the Santa Cruz area. So altogether, the Northern California wildfires have burned more than 732,000 acres. And Stephen, just for some perspective on all of this, that's an area that's larger than the entire state of Rhode Island. Again, our hearts really go out to everyone dealing with that up north.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. All right, thanks, Mari. Well, let's end this on a positive note, shall we? Hey, Crystal and Mari, you guys Padres fans?
We are Padres fans, and this season has really got my attention.
That's, well, nobody loves baseball more than when there's like a power surge, because a home run is perhaps the most exciting thing in baseball, and the Padres have been doing that so well lately. Did you see last night's game? Incredible. They have been one of the funnest teams to watch lately because of how they've been hitting home runs. And not just home runs, they've been hitting grand slams. It's why people are calling them the Slam Diego Padres. So they hit another grand slam last night in a bunch of home runs. They won it 13-2. By the way, the Padres have now hit a grand slam in five of their past 6 games. Pretty cool. All right, thank you for listening. Hope everyone has a great rest of their Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.